Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta police will re-examine evidence from the child murder cases in the 1970s and 80s. GPB's Ross Terrell has more on today's announcement by city officials.
From 1979 to 1981, nearly 30 African-American kids, teens, and adults were killed in Atlanta, the majority of them male. About a year later, Wayne Williams was convicted for two of the murders, but now Atlanta police want to take another look at the evidence to see what they find. Catherine Leach's son, Curtis, was one of the victims. She says she's thankful the city is re-examining the case.
I want to know who killed Curtis. His case is still sitting on the shelf, getting dusty and rusty, and you can't see the page. I want some closure. I want some justice so that I can rest in peace.
Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom says she also intends to create a memorial for the victims and their families. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Georgia's Secretary of State is looking into allegations that 4,000 absentee ballot applications were lost during the 2018 elections. The Democratic Party of Georgia made the claims. Brad Raffensperger, a Republican, says his office will, quote, exhaust every resource to examine the evidence. Two of the lawmakers who helped push the creation of a new national park in Georgia were on hand today to celebrate its expansion. GPB's Grant Blankenship reports from Macon.
The just-passed federal Natural Resources Management Act quadrupled the size of the Okmulgee National Monument in Macon and turned it into the Okmulgee Mounds National Historical Park. Sanford Bishop, the Democrat from Georgia's 2nd House District, and Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson, both of whom pushed the effort in Congress for years, spoke to a crowd in front of the park's museum. Isaacson, who made his money in real estate, said even a dyed-in-the-wool businessman could see the value of the new park.
I know, even though I love to sell dirt to anybody that'd buy some, I know that preserving the things that are great in your community is the highest compliment you can pay to your community, and it's the highest addition you can add to the value of everyone who owns property in your community.
The next challenge for Okmulgee Boosters is raising the money to buy the private property that will complete the new park. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.